should have received the agenda earlier from the secretariat. We'll start off with the animal control ordinance. Should have the draft before you as amended for our discussion in the last committee meeting. I'm going to turn the floor over to Justice Boyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The ordinance we have in front of us, the proposed ordinance we have in front of us, contains some of the housekeeping that we did before, and it's indicated, and it also contains some additional information that has been added. The counselor and I have got together, and we have revised some of the numbers, some of the dollar amounts that are to be assessed as fines and for the citation. If somebody would like to ask a question about that, I'd be willing to answer it. It's pretty self-explanatory.
So, Justice Boyer, I think we did a pretty thorough overview at the last meeting. Do you know what the changes were from last meeting to this meeting? Maybe we'll just revisit those.
I'll do that. We can look at Section 7. Animals running at large. You want me to read all this? It's all in red. We have changed the dollar amounts for fees or citation fees. And there's some time limits involved. And I guess everybody had a copy of this prior to looking at it today, I'm sure. Section 14, there's a change in I, which is it's a time limit change. We've added some extra qualifications for the citations. And in Section 17, it becomes more prevalent with the penalties to be assessed. All this is in the red letters.
And if I may just help Justice Boyer as well, there are a couple of additional items. One, as Justice Boyer was saying, the fees for level one were reduced. I think that was a concern that this committee raised. Also, just as a title, under the title, we have the whereas are hereby repealed and replaced by the ordinance. That was a request by Justice Lehowski. Also, I added Section 18, which is just a legalese, severability and conflict, which just says if a circuit court judge or other court were to find a part of this invalid, that doesn't invalidate the entire ordinance, something that we have on almost all of our ordinances. And I neglected to put on there on our initial draft. But that comprises most of the, if not all, of the changes from last month's hearing on this ordinance.
Mr. Chair, can I raise my hand?
Justice Lehowski.
Phil and Jerry, I appreciate y'all making those changes to the ordinance. It looks good to me. One question I might have, Justice Higgins, on your history with this the animal controls things that we've gone over. One thing that people commonly approach me about are animals that they see out in the county that are being possibly abused or neglected. Now, they're not dangerous. They're not at large. They're just on a chain in someone's yard, and there's no water bowl or no food bowl or stuff like that. Is there in your mind any place in this ordinance that addresses that? And this might not be the place to address that issue, but I was wondering if you had any historical context, maybe even for that issue.
So I remember when Councilor Hogue and I were initially drafting this, there were several areas where we did not want to repeat state law, and so there are animal abuse statutes on the books at the state level that are usually enforced for those purposes. Actually, I think it's pretty exhaustive.
Great.
I think it's pretty exhaustive.
Great. That's perfect. That's all I need to hear.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Justice Boyer?
I'd like to add an additional comment, if I may, Chair. I just this afternoon visited with Mayor Holland from the city of Mayflower. This is not on your the ordinance. It's the discussion that the mayor and I had today.
Tread lightly.
Tread lightly, yeah. he gave me permission.
Okay.
Mayor Holland has agreed in principle with Judge Baker to accommodate the housing of vicious dogs. Listen to the words. To vicious dogs that are apprehended by the deputy sheriffs. Mayflower has a facility that they can house vicious dogs, and Mayor Holland has agreed in principle. Nothing's been written, but they have agreed in principle. Mayflower would participate in this ordinance with the accommodation of being able to house vicious dogs. And that's what principally I'd like to address on this, is the vicious dog. May 29th changed our whole picture for Faulkner County and animal control. And without having any place to take an animal, the county is we're held hostage on that. I just want to throw that out. We can put the mayor and Judge Baker will have to make the contract. That's something that wouldn't be in the ordinance until it's a contract already signed, the way I understand it. But there is additional work going on with the animal control ordinance that will facilitate the implementation of vicious animals in the county.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee members? Councilor, I have a question for you that just popped in my head, so I apologize for not giving you due notice to think about this one, but would it be appropriate for us to consider an emergency clause for this and therefore not have to go through the three readings due to the fact that we have a legitimate emergency with this?
You could.
Articulable.
Justice Boyd and I discussed this even briefly today. You know, it's one of those things where, I mean, it is up to this committee to decide whether they want to put an emergency clause on it. I know there's been some reluctance to put emergency clause on certain ordinances. So that's something that if you want to amend it to include it, it wouldn't be difficult to insert that language. But Justice Boyer, I think, felt like it did not need an emergency clause.
So, Justice Boyer, you're primarily the driving force behind the edits and the changes. So I'll let you address that when you confer with the counselor that an emergency clause is or is not necessary.
The two points, Chairman. First of all, we're not requesting any funding from the county, so we wouldn't. There's nothing to be expended here. Also, my purpose is to get the committee to pass this to the full form court at the next meeting. And if discussion at the full quorum court would indicate an emergency clause would be necessary, I am willing to do that. I didn't want to muddy the waters by making something that may not be viable to everybody's idea of what kind of situation the animal control in the county is. I'm open to counsel from the counselor or from the chair, either way, sir. Perhaps my procedure is not in place. Maybe I should have requested this as it goes to the quorum court to be an emergency clause. I would not object to amending this ordinance for that purpose.
Well, the consideration is if we don't, it'll be November. Is that right? October?
I was going to say we don't. The quorum court can vote to override the other two readings with, I think, a two-thirds vote, I believe, just like we do on appropriation ordinances.
Right. Okay.
Well, if it would clean, do some more house cleaning here, I would like to maybe amend the ordinance to make it an emergency clause.
to add an emergency clause.
Yes. Is that possible, Counselor?
Absolutely.
Justice Kendrick?
I guess my question, Mr. Chairman, is what is the emergency? So I realize you said there was some expediency there that you thought might justify it, but...
I guess to answer your question, the Sheriff's Department's ability to be able to deal with at-large animals in Section 7, paragraphs F and G, there's some changes there. Some of the changes in the fees themselves to where it would lower the first offense, yet increase fines for additional offenses so that they could be implemented in a more expedient manner. That may be some of the justification. Yes, ma'am.
Can I speak? You talk about the emergency of the situation. Emergency is children are dying, as I've said all along. People don't understand that vicious dogs kill and they eat their prey. I hate to say that, but I'm so glad you finally found somebody to take these dogs in. My neighborhood is a delicate example. We had one man that's on his fourth set of pit bulls. You tell us, kill them, kill them, kill them. Well, if you shoot them and the last pair ate each other because they got to fight with other neighbors' pit bulls that were recycled pit bulls, they get more. He's on his fourth pair. I gave a letter to the judge where four neighbors made written complaints that they had the sheriff come out. Well, the man hides when they come, so he don't get a ticket. They never give tickets to him. I think they've been called to his residence at least 20 times. And I was concerned that another child was going to be ate. But luckily, even after they did come out the 25th time, they didn't attack a child. They attacked a dog. But these dogs have to be removed. If you know you got a killer dog, just like Robbie's case, they killed 20 chickens 2 weeks prior. Had them dogs been picked up and labeled vicious dogs in accordance to our ordinance that we've had over 15, 20 years, whatever you made the words up, nobody's enforcing it. And children are dying. Before, when I say they're dying, they say, well, not here. Well, they are dying here. And I don't want to see another child die. So the reason it's important, an emergency, is to save the child's life. And we can do it by picking up the vicious dogs. Sorry.
Thank you. Any other comment, Justice Boyer?
No, I concur with the idea that this is public safety that we're talking about. And I don't want another dog issue that happened May 29th to happen before this becomes effective. I guess I'm being blunt, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Justice Kendrick.
I've got a question for the council. Counselor, is there anything in our current ordinance that prevents the sheriff's office from picking up a vicious dog?
No.
Okay. So that can currently be done if there's a vicious dog without putting an emergency clause on this?
It could be done.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Counselor.
What we have here is, where's the sheriff going to take it? We get this ordinance going, and maybe I'm inclined to believe this is an emergency now, because maybe it will speed up the process between the judge and Mayor Holland to come up with a contract and agreement to be able to utilize the facility that's already located in Mayfly.
Okay.
I don't want to play ifs and what ifs. What if?
All right, so not hearing any further discussion about the ordinance itself, I'd entertain either a motion to amend it or a motion to consider sending it to the full court.
I'll make a motion to amend it to add the emergency clause, if I may.
All right, do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion about the amendment?
Just as a housekeeping question, would it be an emergency due to the health and safety of the citizens of Faulkner County? Is that how you would prefer to have it worded?
Yes, that would be satisfactory to me. It is public safety.
Okay. All right, all those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Okay, the ayes have it. So, Counselor, if you would add an emergency clause as discussed.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Justice Pearson.
May I ask a couple of questions?
Okay.
I have a couple of questions about Section 7, some of
sheriff in attendance today?
He is not. Chief Deputy Rice is here.
Chief Deputy, I have a question. Section 7, Part F of this ordinance, says that an at-large animal may be detained by the sheriff's office and impounded. Could you give me any insight as to what capabilities the sheriff's office has to be able to do that, and have you done that in recent past very often?
We have. Certain times we have contacted Mayflower PD, Conway PD, to take up an animal that is vicious. Here in the last year or two, we've done it several times.
And do they come out to the county to do that?
Yes. Yes. We have had them come out to get the animal themselves, because we don't have issued equipment to do that. So they will come out and help us in certain instances.
And you've never had any problems when you or your officers determined that an at-large animal needs to be impounded?
Well, I won't say that. I won't say that. I mean, a lot of times Mayflower may be full. The city of Conway's full a lot of times. I've dealt with actually Justice Higgins and trying to contact people from Little Rock, Maumelle, you name it, just trying to help us in some instances.
There's a bit of a challenge there.
Justice Pearson, if I can interject also, I believe we have had some success, some positive success with rescues who have helped us with non-vicious at-large animals.
Correct.
Okay. But rescues don't, so sometimes will a rescue help you with an at-large animal as defined by this ordinance?
They will not take them in, usually, my experience has been, but they will try to help you find a space for them. Now, there's been times where it's been super tough, and just because Mayflower, I'm not trying to put any spin on this, but just because Mayflower says this doesn't mean that every time we have a vicious animal that they can take in, that they'll have room for it.
And so does your